Hello, mates, spontaneous people. This is Johnny Boy here, and welcome to My Culture Mind. This is the show where I talk about anything in the world of modern culture, from music, movies, TV, food, and all that stuff. And today is going to be not really a packed episode, but there's going to be plenty of things to talk about. Today I'll be talking about Deadpool 3. The filming has been completed, and we're expecting to see Deadpool 3 this year, July 26th, I'm assuming this year, so shooting has been completed in pre-production, I believe it's finished, and I'll get into that just in a sec, and my thoughts about it, my worries, my hopes, all that stuff. Also, I'll be talking about the Avatar, The Last Airbender, official trailer, what are my, of course, hopes, theories, all that stuff. Again, I'll be talking about Percy Jackson, episode 7. That is something I will briefly discuss, and also Madam Web. Am I gonna see this movie? That's the main question. So, but we'll see. Anyways, before I get started, if you are new to the podcast, thank you so much for listening today. This podcast is available on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, and wherever you can get your podcast. Although Anchor is now called Spotify Podcast, so whatever. But anyways, let's jump right into it. So, Percy Jackson, episode 7. I think I've already said this enough. I really love this show. I think it's fun yet slightly dark. Now some of my friends did mention how people wanted Percy to be a little more, you know, playful, or at least more jokes, because that's what he was in the books. Not really, but he's more like, you know, like he's like Peter Parker in some ways. He's like Peter Parker. He can be serious, but he could be quippy. So I feel like there are some people who expected a lot from that. But obviously they wanted to go more serious tone as opposed to the movie. My thoughts on the underworld. I love how the underworld looks like this. It's dark. There's not like, you know, like big flames, like, you know, like, oh, welcome to hell, like, you know, that sort of thing. Hades, I mean, I forgot what Hades is described in the books, but yeah, I think I like this look better than the Hades in the movie. Because you get to see Hades as a little bit more humane in the series than in the movie. In the movie, he seems a bit cartoonish. So yeah, I think that was like the biggest takeaway from that. Oh my god, I forgot. Like Rosario Dawson's character. I forgot what it was in the movie. What is it called? I forgot her name. But not that it matters. But I think that, we're about to see like the battle, or assuming battle, between Percy and the three against Ares. Because we're going to find out, like, who Ares coincide with. It wasn't with Hades, but Hades lost something as well, so he wanted something back. So, again, I keep forgetting, because I remember the movie more than the books, unfortunately. So that is something that I need to rewatch. Maybe not rewatch, but, like, you know, reread. Hopefully I get to the books as soon as I could, but yeah. Overall, again, I don't have any other thoughts about this episode. Once again, I've said before that that I will discuss it, the whole series, like, you know, as a whole, and then I'll review it. So yeah. But it does look scary. Like, this episode looked very scary. I love this. This is a better take of what the underworld looks like. And I really like the look of it. Anyways, let's move on to Madam Web. there has been a lot of rumors, and especially from Dakota Johnson, who doesn't sound too confident about the film, and a lot of people are not confident about the film as well, because any Spider-Man related projects has been like I didn't see Morbius. I was waiting for reviews, because I wasn't so psyched about watching Morbius. It wasn't a movie that I was interested in, and usually movies that I am not interested is assumes to be a flop, or at least in terms of superhero films. Any superhero film that I'm not that interested in, it turns out to be like gobbledygook. So, but nowadays I feel like I might have to watch it just for the podcast. We'll see. We'll see how if I am gonna watch it, because I think I want to see a lot of more superhero stuff in this. I want to see a little more Spider-Man tie-ins. I know that they want it to stand on its own, and I think, I don't know. I really don't know if it could stand on its own. I think Ezekiel's in there. I forgot. I think he is, but they gave him an outfit. Oh, well, it was like, everybody look, it's not Spider-Man. So I think that was like, okay, was like, if you wanted a Spider-Man film without Spider-Man and you have like some Spider-Man-esque suit, but he's a killer, and there's parallel worlds, parallel times. I don't know. It still feels surreal that this movie is being made, or like, you know, is being released. So my worry is that for Sony, they're banking on Spider-Man without Spider-Man. And this is the same thing I see a lot of properties where there's like, oh, we're gonna have a Batman movie without Batman. We're gonna have a TV show, a Batman TV show without Batman as well. It's like the same thing with Titans. It's the same thing with Gotham. I mean, Gotham, I heard, was pretty good. But I heard like the last few seasons wasn't that great. But then again, I'm not gonna talk about it either. So yeah, I just have that big worry. That's my biggest worry about it. And especially with Morbius. Oh, we're gonna have no Spider-Man, but look, there's a. Vulture. We have Vulture. There's Michael Keaton there. Isn't that great? Great tie-in. I'm starting to lose it. I really don't know. Who knows? Who knows? I'm gonna watch this film. Most likely not. I'll probably review. Maybe I'll talk about the reviews. Maybe that's something, like, and I'll talk about the initial thoughts or out of the theater reactions from other people and see if, like, if I'm gonna debate if I am gonna watch it. So we'll see. I don't know. I really don't know. Anyways, let's move on to Avatar: The Last Airbender. Oh my god, this looks great. This looks great. I'm so excited. I'm so excited for next month. So here's what I'm gonna do. I am not going to watch the series, because I've watched it a long time ago, and I want this to feel fresh and new, but still feel nostalgic. So I'm gonna watch it. I'm gonna watch the Netflix show first, and then I'll go back to the TV show and then compare it. Because my memories from watching Avatar: The Last Airbender was such a communal moment. I remember me and my best friends, one of them passed away. But I think the reason why Avatar was so meaningful to all of us, especially we all watched the finale together in my room. And my room was small, but we were all watching the finale. We're just like, yeah, woo! like beat fire Lord Ozai, like, you know, that sort of thing. It was a communal moment, and we shared that moment. It was beautiful, and the fact that after the M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong, forgive me. The reason why I say Shyamalan Ding Dong is basically like how some of M. Night Shyamalan's movies were hit and miss. So it's just basically based off his directing. That's why I call him that. It's basically on his directing. It's sometimes it's a hit, it's a miss. So that's like, again, it's not teasing his, like, you know, it's not teasing the name itself. It's mostly like his directing. His directing is either hit or miss. So it's like, but anyways, I think that this trailer for this Netflix show, it looks amazing. It looks fun. It looks like they're paying homage, like, a lot to that. To the not only the look but the feel, and seeing the Blue Spirit mask in a very accurate look, I am so happy to see that, and I'm like so excited because I dress up as Blue Spirit for Anime Expo 1 year, and oh man, that was a fun cosplay too. And people were like, Avatar is not anime, and I'm like, dude, let me wear what I wear, man. Like, it's Anime Expo. I, like, who gives a crap, really? Or, like, who gives a shit, really? And also, Anime Expo is not as fun. Like, you know, each year gets worse and worse. But anyways, I'm not going to here to talk about that. The trailer looks great. Daniel Dae Kim. What more could I say? It looks great. Oh, man. Like, we... finally saying Aang. Oh man, I'm excited for it. I I'm definitely going to review, you're definitely going to review Avatar. So yeah, anyways, let's move on to the last topic. Deadpool 3. I am so excited. So Ryan Reynolds uploaded a picture of his junk. He posted a picture of his junk saying that, oh, we finished, we're done. And Hugh Jackman talked about how, like, he is grateful for the process, except for the diet. I mean, like, to keep in shape, like, you know, diet is most important. And trust me, I fail at diets, like, tremendously. I fail at diet so well. And I always look in the mirror, and I'm just like, I work out a lot. What's wrong? And I'm like, oh, wait, there's a cheeseburger. Anyways, I think what, so my hopes is that they're going to reestablish also like the Fox universe of the X-Men universe, and bringing mutants into the MCU, but also where do we stand at the MCU? Like, again, Just because one film will be like, oh, MCU is back on top, I just want to watch this as a Deadpool film, and not just be like, oh, how is this going to tie into the MCU? Just give me a fun movie, man. At this point, just give me a fun movie. I could care less about the tie-ins, really. Just tell me a good story. It doesn't have to make a lot of sense in terms of, like, the MCU part, but as long as there's heart, but also filthy comedy, fun, filthy, comedy, that's all I'm asking for, really. That's all I'm asking for a Deadpool film, and, who knows where this is going to be, and, I think... a lot of people are riding on this. It's like, this has got to be good. This has got to be good. Yes. This, like, you know, I feel like, I hope it's good. I hope these, like, a lot of films, we hope that a movie is good, but we wait for reviews and all that. So, we put our guards up, really. So, We'll see. We'll see how Deadpool 3 goes. At least the complete film. What I mean by completion, I mean like the filming has been completed. The filming has been completed, and now that I think they're gonna start making sure that the film is polished and the look is nice, and hopefully have a good time with it. And that's, I think that's all we can look forward to in a Deadpool film. So far, Ryan Reynolds and Shawn Levy, so far their movies have been fun. They're not like Oscar award waiting like films, but they are fun, and it's a Ryan Reynolds film, and Ryan Reynolds we trust, like, I guess. Anyways, I'm looking forward to it. I'm very excited. I'm excited to see Hugh Jackman in his Wolverine costume. I want to see how that plays out. And if he has the mask, you can't have that yellow spandex and not have a mask. Like, come on. You just got to put the mask on. That's all I want to see in that. So, anyways, that is it for today. Thank you so much for listening. If you like this podcast, click follow whatever podcast services you are listening this to. Share this podcast to anyone you know. It really means a lot. It really helps a lot. And forgive me for uploading this a day after I've been... I was on an audition, so yeah, so a lot of stuff. Anyways, until next time, so long, farewell, take care, bye-bye.